Yeah.
Mr. Haldeman, sir.
Yeah.
On the line, sir.
Hello. At Lockheed, there are 31,000 that would be affected, 17,000 on Lockheed's payroll and 14,000 on Lockheed suppliers' payrolls.
Okay.
On that contract.
Fine.
The total Lockheed employment roll is 90,000.
Well,
and if they go broke, they'd all lose their jobs, but...
Yeah.
But the other one, the 31 is the contract figure.
Yeah. Fine.
Then on the gun control, it gets a little complicated. We launched a study when we came in.
Yeah.
Because the Gun Control Act of 68 prohibited import of those guns, but not domestic manufacture of them.
Yeah.
So we've been testing the domestically manufactured ones, and we're trying to draw a set of objective criteria at which time we will propose legislation, but we haven't done it.
Which would outlaw this kind of thing?
No, it's to plug the loopholes. So our legislation would be to require that only guns that met certain criteria could be manufactured and sold.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ones that can't hit the targets or don't hold up would be outlawed.
Yeah.
But not necessarily just because of price.
Yeah. Yeah. Or did you say it's...
So we have been in the process
and understudy, yeah,
of extensive testing in order to develop criteria for legislation to plug the loophole in this.
With regard to manufacture, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Okay.